Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Tired of nicks, cuts, and bumps? It's time to ditch the blade. Nair, the award-winning number one hair removal brand, gives you silky, smooth skin in as little as 3 minutes. That's smooth that lasts for days longer than shaving. Easy to use, blade-free, dermatologist tested, and made for all skin types. Plus, discover our new sensational fragrances that turn hair removal into a whole vibe. Shave less, glow more. Find Nair at all major retailers.
The Bracket is brought to you by Omega Accounting Solutions. Attention, small business owners. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover payroll tax overpayments and determine if you are eligible to receive up to $26,000 again per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, and free 10-minute consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit now. The 3-year sunset deadline for filing begins to close on March 31st, 2023, so learn if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 800-309-ERC or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com now.
Welcome to episode 55 of The Bracket. Today, we are doing Best Excuses alongside Kate, who's replacing Francis, who's ill today. He texted me saying, like, hey, I'm sick and I can't make it today. And I was like, that's a pretty good submission. Like, it's not terrible.
I thought he was going to do a video.
Yeah, he's going to do a video.
Yeah, he looked great this morning.
Interesting.
Very good.
So it was a good excuse.
Yeah.
And then Dana B is coming back for a return performance after he... You were so good.
Thank you. In that last episode.
You were amazing.
So fat as well. I don't want to do the fat thing.
Yeah, it's okay. You can still do it, but I don't think it hits the same.
It doesn't. Yeah. Francis really hates fat.
Well, Francis is so in shape.
Yes.
Yeah.
None of us really in shape. Well, KB's in good shape.
I would dominate Francis.
You have a mask on, Kyle?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know we had a lib on the podcast.
Wait, why do you have a mask?
I forgot.
Why did you ever have
How long have you had it on?
All day.
Since 2021?
You have AirPods on under your headphones.
Oh, yeah, dude. This lion's mane extract, it works, but it's making me a little loopy. Jesus.
Dude, so Kate, why can't you just be back on alcohol, man?
No.
So, Kate, the last episode that we had Dana on, it was essentially like a 40-minute long opening roast of him being fat.
Okay.
So, but we're going to move on from that.
Unless, by the time this airs,
I'm no longer in the 270s.
Yes. Wait, so what was the rule that we made last time that we've already violated?
I'm at 250.
It's like a giant
show. Or if I reach 273, I don't
think. Oh, if you get down to 250, you're allowed back.
Whenever I want.
And we're taping this 2 days after we made that rule.
Yes. Yeah, we did.
If you get to 275, you're banned for life. I think that's going to be...
I'm not stepping on the scale until next month. So.
Okay. So
Thanksgiving next week.
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
Or no, I mean like a month from now.
So. Okay. How are you going to navigate Thanksgiving?
Yeah, dude, you're going to gain weight.
I know.
And Christmas, like you're fucked.
It's the worst time to try to lose weight.
I know. I don't know. We'll see.
That big drinking day, is that the day before Thanksgiving?
Day before Thanksgiving. Yeah, that night.
Are you going to go out and drink?
I'm going to be 30 by then, so. Probably not. Isn't that like a...
It does feel like a first couple of years out of college.
You think it's a high school thing?
I do live my life as if I'm like 18.
I think it's fine. I don't think there's like an age thing.
No, like if I went to the town,
there's one bar everyone goes to every year, and if I went there now, I'd be the oldest by 5 years.
Yeah.
I don't want to be that guy, even though I am.
As long as you're hanging out with your friends, as long as they all don't have kids. The day that you're the last one that doesn't have kids, then you're no longer allowed to do
it. It's going to be tough to navigate, but I will not get into the 280s. That's a day to be promised.
It's not like you're on like a college tour or something. Like,
It ends tomorrow.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't have that narrative.
Exactly. So you're in good shape.
It's good that you got it done before 30.
I'm turning 30 and what's the date? 5 days.
Oh, no way.
Oh, nice. Happy birthday.
Preemptive happy birthday.
Yeah. I think I will be 30 by the time this airs.
You will be, yeah. Nice. It's airing in 2 weeks.
Scary age.
So before we get into the first couple of selections, let's hear from our first advertiser of the day.
All right, let's talk about Roman. Do you want a better sex life? If so, you're not alone. Up to 50% of men have symptoms that get in the way of wanting or enjoying sex. But Roman is here to help. Roman is the digital health clinic for men, and they address a variety of sexual health needs for men as well. Roman offers a genuine medication that helps achieve and maintain a strong erection. Roman offers discreet wipes that help you last up to 4 times longer in bed. Roman offers a testosterone test, which includes lab processing, and if it's appropriate for you, treatment for low testosterone. In men with low T, getting testosterone levels back to normal can help you increase your libido. At Roman, there are no waiting rooms and no hassle. It's just a straightforward digital experience from the comfort of your home. If a medication or testing is appropriate, Roman will send it directly to your door. And everything arrives in discreet packaging with free 2-day shipping. To learn more about how you can achieve your personal sexual health goals, go to ro.co/lights today and get 20% off your first order. That's ro.co/lights.
Okay, the first matchup we have of the day of best excuses is number 12 seed. This is one of Tommy's. I think it's a really good one.
Yes. So I just want to say off the bat, like, are we, so this is excuses for any, because I feel like it'd be excuses
anything.
For work, school, relationship, so the, game, any, like any.
There's some you can only specifically use right, in certain in situations, some, right? Like, yeah. So like this one, for example, which you added, not, I'm not looking for a relationship right now.
Right. Classic.
That's a classic, but you can't, obviously can't use that to get out of work.
Yeah, you could.
You could try.
It's not looking for it right now. Yeah. And that's going up against the number 5 seed. Just saying you have a doctor's appointment. No, you really don't get any questions if you use that as an excuse to get out of work. Just like, no doctors, no one's saying shit.
Maybe not, but I'm not believing you.
I'm not going to believe
true.
You at all.
Pending, you have to really nail the tone of how you say it.
Mm-hmm. But adults shouldn't go to the doctor. Not checkups. There has to be something wrong with you.
I think legally speaking, your boss can't ask you, like, prove it. Or something like that, or even ask for a doctor's note. I don't think they can anymore. Like, I'm not entirely sure. But
in the corporate world, it's a good excuse. Because, yes. But if I'm trying to trust you, no.
Exactly. I've been at the dentist a lot lately, and so I've been coming in later, and so I've been making a point to make some funny little post that shows me clearly at the dentist. So in case anyone else I work with sees it, they're like, "Oh, she really was at the dentist."
How often are you going to the dentist? Cares.
A lot.
Yeah. Okay. No one.
Been once in the last. 6 years.
No one would care.
I know. Yeah,
no one's
going to
be like, "Oh, fuck, Kate."
KB, I'm like,
she's not at the dentist.
I'm neurotic and I live in my head, and it makes me feel better.
Yeah.
But I've been going a lot. I didn't go for like 6 years.
That's what I just had my first one in 6 years.
Yeah, it escalates.
Only one cavity.
Really?
Yeah.
Surprising, yeah.
Nice.
Pretty good.
You must be good.
Someone scared me and said that if you don't do it, if you don't go for a long time, it can give you like brain problems.
Yeah.
Is that true?
I have not been. Brain problems?
Like, it can go up. Like, you can have
an infection. An infection can get to your brain. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And it scared the shit out of me.
You would know if you had a cavity that bad. It was a...
yeah,
you know, your but brain. I don't know.
Dentist is a once a year thing, I think. Every six months is 2 months.
It's every 2 years, I think, is healthy.
I'm on a 4 month plan.
I'm on a 4 month plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
No you got good teeth.
I don't have a dentist in New York City or a doctor. I haven't been to a dentist or a doctor in a long time.
Oh, I go to the doctor.
I can find you a
doctor.
Good one.
Oh,
yeah. I got some good
rarely.
Ones.
Very rarely.
Don't you have like the worst doctor in New York City?
Yeah.
That's what you're telling me.
Yeah, she was voted worst. Yeah. I don't know why they even ran that.
She tried to euthanize you.
Yeah.
Your doctor might be worse, Dana, because he made you take that scan and then showed you the 3D rendering of yourself.
Was it Gooch that asked on the account for me to send the scan? I don't know why I willingly sent that.
You sent it?
Oh, gross. I can't wait for the clip to come out because I keep looking at it and it's just so disturbing. It's like, why am I letting this see the light of day?
It's like you all chromed out. It's like if
they make you stand like
the,
this.
You're like the alien from the meme. Like yeah.
This. Yeah, dude. It's it. But you're all silver, so it's like chrome. If somebody from my 600-pound life drank a Capri Sun.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Kate, you're up first. Saying that you're not looking for a relationship right now or saying you have a doctor's appointment.
Oof. Doctor's appointment, I believe, over guy telling me he's not looking for a relationship right now. Pat tried that. You got to just stay persistent. You'll get through.
Persistent.
Yeah.
And get his ass. You needed a trap, Pat.
Right.
Yeah. You had to. No choice.
Keep pushing, ladies. They do. They don't know it yet.
Yeah. You just had to fucking wring out the dirty shirt he grabbed afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not, huh?
No.
The Washington Redskins jersey just like.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. You're up next.
Our word.
Yeah, doctor. I think the relationship one is one of the worst because it's a lie every time. Mm-hmm. If you fall for someone, you're going to want to date them.
Yeah. There's like if you were genuinely like, I need to date this person, you'd be like, oh, but also, damn,
I wasn't looking for a relationship. Guess I can't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do just like, because it's no more questions. You know, it's just
so
like,
it's a good way to tell them, hey,
like this is done.
Politely,
you know? Yeah. And it usually doesn't get followed up too much, but have a doctor.
Then it's awkward if you start dating someone right after that.
Yes.
I think it's better to get
change your heart.
It's like it's almost like a politeness thing where it's like, we both know what's going on, but I don't want to be mean about it.
Yeah.
You know
what right. I mean? The doctor appointment one is believable for me. I think people, if I said I had 8 doctor appointments a day, people would probably believe it. So I don't really use that as an excuse when it's a lie. It just often is a real excuse for me. Mm-hmm. So I'll go doctor appointment.
Another one for doctor's appointment. You could send it home, Steve.
Yeah, I think doctor's appointments, there's really no arguing it, even though doctor's appointments are wildly easy to cancel and reschedule. But doctor's appointments.
Doctor's appointment, Nick?
The only knock on doctor's appointment is you can't use it a lot. You can't. If I told Kyle I'm going to the doctor this weekend, and then next weekend I do it again, can't do it.
I mean, it's not a weekend excuse.
Yeah. It's a weekday excuse. Yeah. Right.
You can't.
It's honestly.
I'm more of a weekend excuse.
It's honestly not that good of an excuse. Yeah. You can't really even use it at night.
I'm trying to learn from this because I need some more.
You need better excuses.
Yeah. Like if someone's like, oh, I want to get dinner Wednesday night, and say, oh, sorry, I have a doctor appointment. Like, what fucking doctor has an appointment at, 8:30 p.m.?
Yeah. And the thing is, like, not looking for a relationship right now. What do you think a relationship is? Like, if you get to the point where they have to say that, you already have a relationship.
Yeah.
Maybe not like an official quote or a title, but nonetheless, I'll go doctors here, but I don't think it's as strong as I initially thought it was.
Doctors. Dana?
I'll go with doctors. I'm a hypochondriac, so I actually do have a lot of doctor's appointments, but I don't lie about them. Like, I'm very bad at lying, so excuses are not my strong suit. I think we used to, back on mixtape, we would like see who's the best liar, and they would always catch me within seconds. Shout out mixtape.
R.I.P.
Yeah, I really, when I say I have a doctor's appointment, it's not a lie. So I would say that's a good excuse, good as excuse as any.
That's why it's such a high seed.
Yeah.
It's still an excuse if it's true, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a good excuse.
Maybe it's a reason if it's true, but it's an excuse if it's
like, oh, that was a good enough excuse.
Yeah, a good enough. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Give me that.
Next up, we have the number 4 seed. 2 people here can claim it. Anything involving kids, I feel like is always a good excuse. Like if James, like, I can't do the bracket today, and my kid is a thing, I'd be like, okay, no questions asked. And that's going up against the number 13 seed. Tommy, you included this, and I agree completely. Just saying, like, sorry, I totally missed this text. You didn't miss the text.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a 90% chance the person didn't miss the text. They just saw it and said, oh, maybe I'll reply later. And then they don't get back to it.
I use that one a lot.
Mm-hmm. I do, too.
I do, too.
Yeah, it's usually when I see it, when I'm busy, and then forget about it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
It is kind of genuine. Like, I feel like I'm on my phone so much that somebody will text me, and it's like, all right, I'm not going to respond to this 10 seconds later. Yeah. I swipe it back up, and then I do forget to respond.
Exactly. Yep. Or, like, I didn't hit send.
Yeah.
Is that in there?
We can include that under this.
I forget to not hit send all the time. And I'm embarrassed when I go to text that person. I have like a message
sitting in the draft.
There.
Yeah.
Because then they don't believe it when you're like, not at all. I'm totally going to send. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you start this one, Dana. Anything kids?
I mean, I obviously don't have kids, but I would say that I would pick kids just because like I look forward to that day when I do have kids and I can just say, I do not want to do this. I got to take care of the kids. Mm. And I'm a big like, I'll cancel plans at the last second and people get very mad at me, but I feel like it's legitimate if I'm like, hey, I got to look at the kids. I got to look after the kids.
You got to look at the kids.
Look at the kids.
Stare at my children.
Yeah. I mean, I really, that's a big part of parenthood I'm looking forward to is being able to just, get out of things by having children.
Can't go out this weekend. I have to look at the kids.
Stare at my child.
Gotta go, no, I didn't take it that way. I took it a very different way. Nick.
It's a shame Marina didn't get married when you had kids.
I RSVP 2 months earlier. No.
Dude, I showed up. I don't even talk to her. I didn't even know her last name.
Did you? Really?
Yeah. There. Silvana was there.
That's a tough scene.
That was like when I just started and I've wanted to make fun of you for it because it was like everything blown out of proportion.
Of course. But, always.
It felt good to get off my chest. Thank you for
that. Was a good joke.
Thanks.
And chugging beer at a Bucks game is on this list, actually.
That's true.
It's a 6 seed.
The RSVP 2 months earlier or even knew about the Bucks game.
Here's the thing, like, you guys that have kids probably don't get invited anywhere anyway. Honestly, and when you do, you probably pounce on the opportunity to go.
Yes. Yeah.
So, I mean, do you use the kids often as an excuse?
I wouldn't say as an excuse, but like you just can't, like, especially with this job where some things are like off hours, like pretty much my fun is just like
going at this.
Working. Yes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, all my fun outside of home now is work stuff. That
like
I,
when we did that 100%. Friday drinks where we left the office early, that was fun.
It was
like,
fun.
Yeah.
You did have your kids, but you just went home drunk.
Yes, I did. I took them to the playground, actually. I did.
I have a question.
Drove them right over.
Yeah.
What is dealing with kids like hungover? Because that's what's what scares the shit out of me.
I want to start like a nanny company, but just for someone to come to your house on like Sunday mornings or something and just help while you're hungover, to like be there with you for support and to kind of keep them entertained while you're recovering.
It might be the singular reason I don't have kids.
It's really, really rough. I don't get hungover anymore because it's so, I did it once and I was like, yeah, no, absolutely not. But I will say too, like I've had stuff, my family and all my friends are in the Philly area. It's like 2-hour drive. And if they have stuff going on, it's easy to be like, I would, but with him in the car seat, it's just too long of a there and back for the day. So I do use him a good amount.
I've heard that excuse a lot. Like, my kid's a fussy driver. Like, we can't drive. The kid gets too fussy.
Or another one I use is like, we do the same nap time every day. I would love to go, but we can't miss nap time. We can't, like, there's dumb things I use.
I can't relate to the kids. One, I don't speak to mine. What was the second one?
It's going up against saying, oh, I missed that text.
Oh, I use that a lot. I'll use that one. Mm-hmm. Because it's usually true.
It's usually true.
If you guys get texts that you're not reading or avoiding because you're busy or whatever, do you read the text and then like so it just like disappears from unread, or do you just have like hundreds of unread?
I don't open it
out of habit. Sometimes I do open it and I forget.
I'll like drag it down from the top if I'm on phone. I don't have red receipts on.
How many unread texts do you guys have?
Zero.
I have 151.
Oh, I always
don't like that.
I was treat texts like emails.
I was up to like
461.
461?
You guys have red receipts on?
No.
You?
No, but
how do you see how many unread you have?
I get a lot of random.
I actually think people who have red receipts on are more sketchy.
Way more sketchy.
Because it's like, oh, look, I didn't read it when you obviously just like saw it.
Right.
Yeah. I don't have read receipts on, but like I would just not, like if I'm, I would just not look at it.
Mm-hmm. I say, what is that? Is it read receipts or red receipts?
So it's, I think
I actually, no, I contact, I got in a heated debate with my roommate once and I contacted Apple support and it's read receipts. I thought it was read.
Read the text. Right?
I think it's read. Read sounds better.
Read receipts sounds better, but read receipts
sounds stupid. Yeah.
Who has them on for some reason is Chris Castellani. Whenever I have to text him for something, he always just like, I see it like pop up red.
They're only meant for a fuck you.
Yeah.
There's no reason for them.
Chris Castellani's a big fuck you guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Inherently evil.
Chris Castellani?
Yeah, yeah.
Why do you think that?
I'm joking. Yeah. He's an angel.
He's Italian.
I don't think he has the ability to sin.
It's true. Che.
Kids buy a lot.
Kids buy a lot. Tommy.
Yeah, I can't relate to the kids one, but I feel like it's got to be kids. I mean, the text excuse, I probably won't believe it, or I won't think it's that. If somebody's like, oh, yeah, kids, it's just like, I can't relate to that. That's a good excuse. I won't ask anymore.
The miss the text is pretty weak, in my opinion.
So you're going with anything kids?
Yeah.
I use the miss text one a lot. But the one that nobody can refute, like I can't imagine. I can see people being like, Kate, no, you read it.
No,
but I can't see anybody being like, your kids, you're not hanging out with your kid. Like, I can't see anyone doing that. So I'm going with kid. Yeah.
All right. That goes through. Next up, we have the 9 seed versus the 8. The 9 is dead relatives. Saying you have a dead relative. Oh, Gam Gam passed away. Something of that nature. I say Gam Gam because I rewatched Horrible Bosses recently. Mm-hmm. And the reason Jason Bateman wanted to kill his boss, Kevin Spacey, was because he wouldn't let him go to his Gam Gam's funeral. Yep, and that's going up against number 8 seed, traffic/train issues. So transit issues, which is a genuinely great issue.
It's so common, though.
It's so common, but it always works.
You know, you have to prep for that.
Hmm.
You have to assume there will be traffic.
I think traffic, yes. Train, no. Train literally has a minute-by-minute schedule. So I know this is going to be here.
Bracket is just showing me that there aren't many good excuses.
There's not.
No.
Neither of these I would believe.
Yeah. Gooch has train problems a lot.
I would believe transit issues.
Yeah, Gooch is lying.
But if someone's
a lie. That's just a courteous lie.
We had an interview yesterday at 9:30 in the morning. Shout out Thomas Lennon. Interview come up soon. And Gooch is like, fuck, I'm late. I'm like, Bro, I know you were asleep.
I just said I was running behind yesterday.
That's the best excuse.
Yeah, no, I just started saying I can't make it.
Yeah.
That I just can't make
yeah, it. Yeah, it kind of...
No lies. So, Kate, you're up first. The dead relative excuse or traffic / train issues?
In college, I did use the my grandma died like twice, I think, with professors. I was such a piece of shit in college. Jeez. Yeah, it's bad.
A maximum amount of times already you can use it.
Yeah.
No.
Grandma.
No, she wasn't.
So when I make it, when I do the lie, I say somebody's already dead just so there's no karma. It's not like they're...
Right, no, I probably kill. I'm probably the reason.
Two grandma, two grandpa.
What if you have step grandmas?
Well, yeah, I guess.
Or your grandma's a lesbian.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
lesbian grandmas.
How many are there? Huh. Probably under 1,000.
Under 1,000 lesbian grandmas.
Yeah.
Couples. No, there's 2,000.
I know.
There's more than.
Wait. Yeah, I don't know. There might.
Tens hey, no, but
there's probably more than 1,000. Yeah,
really don't see them often, do you?
Yeah.
No.
Oh,
there's probably sites that curate that type of thing.
No, but yeah. Like. Do you, there has to be somebody we know with a lesbian grandma, right?
Now, are we saying like lesbian grandmas who adopted kids, who then had kids, or your grandma had you, or you know, had your mom or dad, and then you, and then became a lesbian?
That's the more common, is
because
that,
of the way the world is. Yeah,
like,
I think lesbians couldn't even adopt kids like that long.
I think we'll start seeing more lesbian grandmas.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Ross and friends, his kid will be.
Oh yeah,
lesbian grandmas.
Yeah.
I guess right.
His kids' kids will have lesbian grandmas.
Yeah, that's good.
Way more away. Lesbian grandmas or gay grandpas?
More gay grandpas.
Gay grandpas.
I was saying I never see lesbians in the city. I see for every 100 gays, I see one lesbian.
No, but I think it's because if a man lives long enough, he'll become gay. Just a matter of time.
Yeah.
Some
like
get it sooner.
Right around 26 years.
Some get it sooner than others.
You grow up, you get into art a little, you start dipping your toe.
Yeah. It's also just
every morning I wake up and I'm just like, yes.
One day close.
Myself another day.
It's also very hard to garden in the city.
Hard to garden?
Yeah.
It's gardening.
Lesbians like to garden?
Lesbian thing?
Yeah. I would think that's a gay thing more than a lesbian.
Well, that's a lesbian stereotype.
I would have guessed
women. Yeah. Just
I was thinking
like
more like softball.
Damn, this lady's got a green thumb.
Wait, is that a lesbian stereotype?
Steve, are you basing this off of anything?
Yeah, that's always been a thing. Lesbians gardening.
Looked it up.
Have any of you ever been to Botanical, the bar in East Village?
No.
I'll tell you what, that's swimming in lesbians.
Wait, so it's a real thing?
And wait, is Botanical like a very flora based bar?
Yeah.
No shit.
That's a lot of stock images of lesbians and gardens. That's the first thing that showed up.
Best magazine ever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It is a thing. Magazine.
A lot of soft-spoken, sadistic gardeners are lesbians.
Words I definitely can't say here.
Wow. I love learning a new stereotype.
This is good.
A whole new group of people.
Such a polite one, too. Gardening rocks.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Shit, I might be lesbian. Kate.
New Jersey Transit. I feel like that one does genuinely happen to me a good amount, but there's been a couple times where I'm late for ZVT or I'm like, I'm stuck in the tunnel. I don't even know if you guys are going to see this text because I'm in the tunnel. And it's like, I'm actually running to catch a train. So yeah, transit.
Transit, KB.
What is it facing?
Transit versus dead relative.
Dead lesbian grandma.
Yeah, imagine a dead lesbian grandma.
I'm trying to think. Which one would I believe more?
Sorry, my gay grandpa died.
Like, you need to call which one.
Yeah. I'm going to go dead relative because if you can't be throwing that out too often. So there's a higher chance I'll believe that.
I used it too often in my first job.
But there's like
used a lot.
Yeah, you said that.
It's
Googleable.
You can't make it because they died or because you have to go to their funeral.
I did sick and then I said died. And those are two different days I got off.
I never assume it's funeral. I assume it's because you're sad.
Mm. Yeah. I did funeral day.
I would assume funeral, probably.
Yeah.
I'm going to just start saying my sister died.
Oh my God.
Because grandparents, it's like you could still hang out. More. You could still chill.
Sister will buy you like a week.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Damn. Tommy.
Transit. I mean, dead relative, if true, is great, but it's a reason more than an excuse. Yeah. Like
dog put down is almost better than dead relative.
Oh.
I feel way worse.
Yeah, but dead relative
assume isn't a lie.
Like we said, after a while you just can't have a grandma dying every day unless you have two sets of gardening lesbian grandmothers.
Yeah.
There eventually is a limit to the number of dead relatives you could do where it's believable. Like Nick said, it's Googleable. I also personally would never probably use it because I'd feel like if I do, it's bad karma and that I'm going to actually have a relative die. Transit issues, everybody knows that those exist. So I'll go with that.
Another one for transit issues, Jay?
Yeah, this one's pretty tough. I'll say transit issues just because, especially, I don't think traffic is a good excuse. I do think the train is a good excuse because, you know.
But the subway, coming every 4 to 5 minutes.
Correct. But if there's a train out of town into a metropolis, then, or
is like that's right a word? Smooth drop of metropolis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does, yeah.
I only hear that in like super.
Then like it could come like once or twice an hour, in which case you're kind of fucked.
But then there's so many other options like Uber.
Is this to say you're late or you can't make it at all?
You could do either. You'd be like, hey, train's not working.
I don't think you're running late because your grandma died.
Oh, 15 minutes late.
Yeah, I'm going to be 15 minutes late. My grandma died. And that's 15 hilarious. Minutes of sleep. take a moment.
Hey, boss, I'm going to be 15 minutes late. My gay grandpa died.
You assume it's not old age either.
Yeah.
Ran him over. Fucked my car up. Santa ran him over.
So I'm late. Say to right over my gay grandpa with AIDS.
I'm going to be like 2 minutes late. My uncle died.
So, Che, you're picking
transit.
Transit. Nick?
I'll go death.
Dead relative. Would you, I'm assuming, wouldn't use the dead sister excuse? Because, like,
no,
I would not do that.
Like, if it's like a tragedy, somebody young, like, mm-hmm. You morbidly check that person's Facebook.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's very true. Dana.
So is this like we're lying or this is legit?
In my mind, it's lying, yeah.
Then, I mean, it'd have to be dead relatives because that's just, I mean, you have more room for error there.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying. But it's dead relatives.
Dead relatives.
I don't know what that meant. I'm sorry.
Ooch. No, you can get caught up.
I'm the tiebreak. Dead relatives versus and there's a guilt train problems.
Is this best or worst?
No, we talked about this a bit in the chat too. We're like, they kind of the best and worst excuses kind of like they're the same.
How I am determining these is the one that has the least follow up.
Yeah,
I think that's a good way to approach excuse to.
And yeah, dead relatives.
I got to go traffic then because it is so common. Like everyone experiences traffic at least. Like right.
Yeah.
I think though,
forgot about mortality.
Even
not a lot of follow up.
Even if I looked in to see if somebody's relative died, though, I'd still be afraid to call them out on it because if I missed it somehow and I was wrong,
that friendship's over.
Way worse.
I assume everyone is lying when they give me an excuse.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter what it is.
You're hurt. You're broken.
I am. I got trust issues.
All
right, that's gonna. The traffic is gonna win. Now we have the number one seed versus the 16 seed chain game. We'll do the chain game first. The first option, Nick, you added, you just said, eh.
Yeah.
I think that's a good one. Being too hungover. This is a Tommy one that I wanted him to expand on a little bit. I was saying I was drugged instead of admitting you drank too much.
Yeah, let me explain that one. I don't mean that like a rapey way, but like me, there's always people who are like the next day, it's like, oh my God, like I threw up last night. I must have fucking been drugged. Like somebody like must have drugged me. It's like, you're a 28-year-old guy. Nobody fucking drugged you at a bar. Like you drank too much and you threw up. That's why you threw up. But it is always funny to me when like there are those people who have been drugged.
It's like alcohol didn't defeat me. It was,
I got roofied.
White Sox Dave has that story. He always says it. He got roofied at a... whatever Taylor Hawkins' side project was.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, it was all guys there. You're disgusting. And nobody roofied you. He was like, no, I woke up in the hospital and they told me.
I have one of those stories where I'm actually...
You're confident?
I'm confident.
Me too.
Why?
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, I have one where I think me and Frankie might have been roofied in Vegas, but also maybe we just drank too much.
Yes. It's always that.
All right. So mine, I think I had... 4 drinks, and then I don't remember the rest. And I woke up in a marsh with my clothes.
A marsh?
Marsh?
The picture.
What?
A marsh. Inside of Jake's asshole?
Behind the bar. So I don't know.
Wait,
did you not get eaten by a reptile?
Woke up in a marsh behind a bar?
Yes. It was so.
I would go right to the hospital.
Place Mariachi's in Easton, Mass. Is where that's where we went on Thursday nights. I think I had maybe 3 or 4 drinks. Next thing I know, it's 6 a.m. I'm soaked. I'm wearing a Hawaiian shirt, soaked. My pants are off.
Oh, what? Dana, what?
I gotta find the picture of it.
Dana.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry that I just played that so lightly. Holy you were absolutely.
Sorry, I'm late to the meeting, guys. I was.
But that's what I'm saying. I think I was roofied. I mean, who? You don't just wake up in a marsh.
No, you don't.
I went home that day. I was like, I called my mom. I was like, I need to go home. I just left school for like a week.
You woke up in a body of water.
I was a senior.
Damn.
In
college?
So wait, is this like the every town has like the Mexican restaurant that'll serve high school kids the margaritas?
Oh, it's one of those. Okay.
Oh,
exactly.
No.
What
you're in high school or college?
College.
But, I need to see this picture. Was it? Is it you without your? With your
ankles? It's just the area. It's not me in it. It's just the area of
you woke
you
in
see my like where my body.
Have you guys ever drank on scabies medication?
No.
One sip and you black the fuck out. I didn't know, and I woke up with just like I was naked but had my shoes on and they were tied together. So it's just like they were trying to get me, but I was also naked. So I think they put the shoes on me.
Yeah. Okay. Move on, I'll try and find
it. Kevin Cogan.
He got you a few times then.
Yeah, he did.
You had scabies?
Oh yeah,
I had it in college.
I didn't know people could get
that. I got it my first weekend,
and I did black out.
Crabs.
On it.
Yeah, no, it's like a bug that lives under your skin. It's and you can only have so many.
Horrendous.
I would rather you have a beatable cancer than get scabies. It was the worst.
It goes around dorm rooms,
ever.
And they live in the washing machines and shit.
I had like bubbles on this in between my fingers.
Yep.
It's just itchy?
It's bugs that live under your skin,
itchy,
I think.
Itchy, and it burns.
But it's, it is the worst
itch of all time, and it's activated from, like, heat. So it happens at night when you're under covers or post-shower, and I scratched myself until you bleed.
Yeah.
Please stop. Please.
Horrible.
Tommy's going to go to, like, the doctor tonight.
Yeah, I think that's
get checked out for that, just in case.
Oh, when we were talking about rabies, do you guys know bats also carry a form of bed bug? Bats, if they get into your place, can also give you like.
That was on the yak we're talking about.
Oh yeah, they can give you bed bugs.
Oh, I'm looking up. I looked up the bar.
Seems like way
about.
Less of an
mariachis.
Issue.
Mariachis. Oh, mariachis.
Send me the pic.
There is a lot of
Water
bodies of water around the area.
I'm telling you, boys.
Was it Settler's Pond? Is that where you ended up?
Is there like a Papagena or a what's it called? There's like a
Dean Pond.
There's a little restaurant right there.
There's a brook right across the street from it.
A brook?
Yeah.
There a Papagino's over there or something.
Anna's Pizzeria?
Oh, yeah. That's right where it was. There's a Chinese place.
Yeah, you got...
I'll work on it. I'll try and find it. I have it somewhere. I have it somewhere.
But anyway, that was one of the options, saying that you got drugged, which you definitely did get drugged. Saying you have COVID, which is another one, which now has, like, there's not really a lot of follow-up to that.
Yeah.
Tommy, you also just put gay.
What was I?
I have no idea.
Oh, I think like with a girl.
No, I don't know.
Sorry, I'm gay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, like at a bar, if you're not interested, sorry, I'm gay.
Got it.
I could see that actually, especially for women too. If a guy's being whatever, just being like, sorry, I'm not. I don't swing that.
Yeah. Oh, sorry,
I
gay.
I could see that.
This is like the stock image for Marsh. You were holy shit.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, no, that's a Marsh if I've ever seen.
You should be dead.
No, my phone was broken, so we went. My phone wasn't broken. I couldn't find it. So my location was on, and so I went back to the college, and my friends looked up my location, and it took us there.
Holy Dana. Shit.
Into that marsh. Jesus.
Hold it up, Dana.
Dana, hold it up for the camera.
Oh my
marsh.
God.
And you
marsh.
Didn't have pants?
I had boxers on.
You were, buddy. Could you scream from there and people would hear you?
No.
Oh, buddy.
So after just sorry I'm gay, I guess. The refs are getting paid. An excuse if your team is losing a game. This is
they always are getting paid. It's their job.
It is quite literally their job. Dana, you added this one, saying it's not up to me when it very much is.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, that's a good one.
Really good one.
It's not my call. It's out of my hands. Yeah.
It's very much up to me.
Yep. And then the last one is saying the reason you lost a wrestling match because you had to move up a weight class. So, among those options, who did we end with last time? I completely lost track of.
Ended with Dana.
And with Dana. Dana, you go first. I'll give you the options again. Saying you're too hungover, saying you were drugged instead of admitting you drank too much, COVID, gay, the refs are getting paid, it's not up to me, and saying the reason you lost a wrestling match is because you moved up.
I'll go with I like saying and it's very straightforward, and I don't like people beating around the bush. I just want to know if you want to.
You like beating, waking up around
the
bush.
That's the definition of beating around the bush.
Yeah, it's not yes or no.
If you say to me, that's like, okay, you don't want to do it. Good. On to the next thing.
I would say that more a no would be more of an
I'm thinking of like,
is that an excuse?
It's it was you, right?
Is that an excuse?
Ask me out to dinner.
Want to go to dinner?
Do you want to go out to dinner?
Exactly. That's
not
no.
an excuse.
I'd rather hear that than like.
That's not an excuse, actually.
No, okay. It's just you don't.
Oh, we'll remove it. Yeah, I guess you're kind of right.
All right, then I'll go with my own. I'll go with it's not up to me.
That is a good one.
It is a really good one. Nick?
Run through them all one more time, please. I'm sorry.
Saying you're too hungover, saying I was drugged instead of admitting you drank too much, COVID, gay, the rest are getting paid. It's not up to me when it is up to you. And then saying the reason you lost a wrestling match because you moved up a weight class.
Okay, well, this isn't...
So if I invited Tommy out to dinner and he was like, I'm gay, I'd be like, oh, fuck. Dodged a bullet there.
Sorry, I was late to work today. Gay.
Good, you did put no other explanation when you sent me the list. You just said gay. That's it.
Yeah, I figured you'd pick up on it.
This could be a one seed for me of saying that's not up to me. That's like, you know, I love saying it's out of my hands.
Yes.
It's just firmly grasped in my palm.
Give me an example of when you would use that or when you could use that.
So I'm thinking like you went out with a group of friends and someone's like, you know, why wasn't I invited out? It wasn't up to me. Exactly, like I didn't make the plans.
Oh, some days.
I think I didn't make the plans. Yeah, it's sort of wrapped in that.
Yeah.
It's a great one.
Some days when it's just like I have to host the Yak. Or if it's just like a hodgepodge group open seats and then I come out of the Yak and somebody's like, hey, why didn't you invite me on? That's not up to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a good it's one. The Yak with Big Cat.
Yeah. The Yak with Big Cat. Che.
That was a pretty good argument, but I do like the gay excuse. I think of that. I think that could play in that specific environment.
They'd never buy it from me.
I would never use it because I can't have the rumor that Tommy Smokes is gay getting out.
Oh my God, yeah.
But if I was a normal, I would probably use it. Or a non-barstool.
I thought you were calling non-gays normals.
Yeah, that's what you were talking about. Well,
No.
So Tommy, you're up. You're going
to
go with?
But I'll go with it's not up to me.
It's not up to me when it is up to you, KB.
I'm going to go. I woke up in a marsh with my pants off. I think that would be the best excuse ever.
When I think about it, what if I was just trying to take a pee?
That's what I was thinking before. Yeah.
Where were your pants?
You'll never know now.
Unzipped and I fell and I was too lazy and lights I fell out. Asleep.
Like, were they around your ankles?
They were like, I don't actually remember we get how to the low bottom? They were, but they were on my body like low.
But why would you go to the marsh? Alone.
Who are you with? You were you with friends anywhere. That can vouch
that
for you?
Night,
only
I
had four.
I was with my friends. We've tried to uncover this.
They all agree, like we didn't see you drink more than four.
That's like the bartender.
I think it's your buddies.
How far away is the marsh from the bar?
Right behind it, right?
Right behind it.
That does make the peeing excuse
makes
a lot
sense.
More.
Yeah.
A lot more valid.
I really hope so.
So Tommy, you're going with.
It's not up to me.
Yeah, you're going with not up to me. You want to add in. Sorry, I woke up behind a marsh or in a marsh.
I mean, we got to make the decision now. If we add it in, it will win.
Yes, it will is the problem.
No, because how many times can you use it?
That's true. That's a one time.
It's probably a one time.
Stay away from that marsh.
And you have to have proof.
Yes.
Which
you
did
have. You had the picture of the marsh.
You just had a picture of a marsh.
Dude, this is a tweet. Dana B_3 actually slept here for a couple hours last night from my friend Flip.
Slept.
Flip?
Oh, Flip is the one who liked you. We call him Flip.
He did it.
Yeah. He's a great dude.
Yes. Well, I'll put through the it's not up to me.
Kate, what would you have went with?
The it's beyond my control one is just too good. One that's not added that I'd like to note is period cramps.
Wait, we're not done yet. Don't worry.
Oh, we're not?
We're not done yet. We have a whole other side.
Hangover was on there? Oh, Hangover is the one I actually use, and it's a real
I hold
reason.
That against you, though. Like, if you knew we were doing something.
No, Hangover was
I know,
in the
but
train.
Sometimes I'm so hungover that it would not
right,
be.
I'd be annoyed. I hold it against you. Should have drank less the night before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
We had a plan. You went out and got too fucked up.
So what are you going to go with, Kate?
It's beyond my control.
Beyond my
I do that a lot. It's true. I mean it, but like you get a lot of stoolies DMing you like, oh, is there any jobs? Is there this or that? And I'm always like, I'm so sorry. It's beyond my control.
Yeah, I don't have hiring power.
I want to give them a response that shows like, I do care. I wish I could, but but it feels good to also be like, it's beyond my control because it is.
It is.
But it's like a good.
So now that is going up against the one seed, stomach problems.
It's not beyond your control. No. Kyle got me a job.
Okay, I've gotten quite a few people.
Yeah, yeah, it's, yeah. You could do it easily. You just don't wanna.
Yeah.
That's what Flip said, right?
That's
my control.
Sorry, man.
Sorry, Flip. If you're listening.
You have stomach problems versus saying it's not in my control or it's not up to me.
Stomach problems is tough to. Especially as a lady, I feel like if I said that, guys are like, okay, I don't want to know.
Well, girls don't poop. We wouldn't believe you.
Oh, buddy. I'm going with it's beyond my control still, though. That's just such a good one.
And for that, KB.
Stomach problems is a horrible excuse. You either you have the straight up flu or you can come and you don't want to.
No way. Dude, if I'm like shitting every 20 minutes, I'm not going anywhere.
But I'm not going to believe that ever.
If you're using it as an excuse, you have to remember not to post yourself eating later. You have to remember, you have to be kind of lay low for a day or two.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Commitment. There's no commitment to saying that's out of my control.
Tommy?
I've used the stomach one before, but genuinely, because I do have massive stomach issues. But I do, I feel like people don't believe me maybe when I say
I'm never going to believe that.
Never. Right.
Really?
No matter how many,
you have to have like a straight up illness.
No matter how many probiotics I take and anti acidity medications, it still doesn't feel believable. So I really love it's not up to me.
This is going to sound fucked up. I would believe it if you told me I have stomach issues, I can't come. But if Dana B was like, I have stomach issues, I'd be like, no, you don't.
Mm-hmm. No, that's Dana's stomach issues translates to too big.
Yeah.
Certain people, you just look at them, you know they have an iron stomach.
Yeah.
Like, I think to a degree, I think I fit the bill for that. To a degree, I think Dana.
People that have stomach issues are for the most part skinny.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
Like that's,
yeah. I actually.
Or tremendously fat.
The last job I was at, I told them the first day, like my immediate coworkers, I was like, yeah, I have IBS. I didn't have IBS. I just wanted to like fuck around in the toilet for like 30 minutes at a time and not have any questions asked, and it worked perfectly.
Yeah.
Then on your first day,
they must have loved you.
Yeah. I'd be out for half an hour and I'd just be like, shit, my brain's out. Sorry. And I worked with all girls too. So they really didn't want to know any all questions at all. Jay.
Not in my control.
Not in my control is going to move on. But Nick,
I'm going to go stomach here. I almost missed work 2 days ago because of my stomach. The night before I ate, I was hungry, didn't have any food at the house. I ate an entire bag of just like deshelled pumpkin seeds, and apparently the fiber content is insane.
Buddy. Yeah.
I had the entire bag. I was like in pain. Just like the only position that like eased the gas pain was like if I was praying to like the Western Wall of like I was like on a prayer rug or something. So I was just on my floor. It was brutal.
Oh.
But they were so good. I had the whole giant bag. I'm going to go stomach issues because nobody's safe from it.
It's true.
Yeah.
Dana?
Listen, I know people that have legit stomach issues, like similar to what Tommy's saying, like Caleb. He will tell me, like, he has a legit problem. If I hear it from him, I'm like, okay, no problem. If someone random is saying, I have stomach issues, I'm just not going to believe you. I think it's a shitty excuse.
No pun intended.
Give me my own submission.
Gotcha. So we're going with the advance. This always happens, but like with the exception, I think the last time. But 16th, this is a good 16 seed.
Damn good 16 seed.
It is.
Really good one. Before we get into the next half of the bracket, let's hear from our second advertiser of the day. All right, let's talk about 3Chi. We're now introducing the next evolution in ultra pure cannabis products, Delta 9O by 3Chi. 3Chi Delta 9O products deliver a similar yet smoother, stronger, and longer-lasting euphoria compared to traditional marijuana products. This high-quality and federally legal hemp-derived product helps raise the bar for what you might expect from a cannabis product in both effects and experience. Get your exclusive 10% discount on all 3Chi premium THC products by going to 3Chi.com. That's the number 3CHI.com, and use promo code BARSTOOL10 to get 10% off your order today. Must be 21 or older to purchase. Please use responsibly.
Love those guys.
They're the best. Okay, so Dana, you're first here. The 11 seed versus the 6. The 11 is, it wasn't me, via Shaggy. It worked. The girl didn't think it was him. And that's going up against number 6 seed, just saying that your alarm didn't go off.
That's a horrible,
horrible excuse.
Alarms go, like,
they
go off.
Technology is good enough.
Unless you set AM to PM on accident, which I've done once, or you forget to plug your phone
in. I've done that many times, the AM, PM.
I get the day wrong because my phone is my alarm, and I'll accidentally have it on the wrong day, AM or PM. I have fucked that up a good amount.
I don't like this matchup. I don't like either.
You don't like either of them?
I guess I'll go with it wasn't me. I don't like either, though.
It wasn't me, Nick?
The alarm, the more I think about it, like, I have alarms that are just set for weekdays, and I've turned that on the weekend, and what's it up against? I'm sorry.
It wasn't me.
Oh, that's the best. It wasn't me.
So you're going with it wasn't me, Jay? Yeah.
I had a near catastrophic alarm malfunction where I did do the AM, PM. And I was supposed to take my brother to a monster truck show the next day. And I was out I lived in the city at the time. I think I was like 29, so like way too old for this to happen. And I was like, all right, I'm just going to go to bed early. My now wife was out of town. And I played basketball with a guy I grew up playing basketball with, and I hadn't seen him in like 10 years. So we went and played basketball at night, nothing crazy. Came home and showered. And then I watched like a Dream Team basketball documentary on NBA TV. I stayed up way too late. And I fucked up my alarm. And because my mom typically would call me too early, I put my phone on like do not disturb. And then I woke up and it was like 1 p.m. And I had dozens of missed calls. And I had a text from my buddy who I, again, hadn't seen for like 10 plus years. He said, are you okay? Like, your mom just called me.
Seeing multiple missed calls from mom is the horrifying.
Worst. The worst. So people were out to, and my mom called like my wife, who was at like a baby shower or something like that, and she was going to send a friend over to like come do like a wellness check on me. Oof. It was extremely embarrassing. So alarms are fucking real.
Alarms are real.
If it was I forgot to set an alarm, that I would
set it, yeah, just
buy more as an excuse. If somebody was like, oh, I set an alarm, it didn't go off, that doesn't happen. That just quite simply doesn't happen unless, I don't know, you have a alarm clock from like the 1980s. But
I like those ones are cool, though. The ones that
just scare the fuck out of you.
Yeah.
People like Smash. I like those ones.
There's been times I've forgotten to set an alarm, but like I almost think is a good excuse. I forgot to set it. I'm sorry. But if it's just it didn't go off, then I'm going to go with it wasn't me, because it wasn't me sometimes doesn't come with more follow-up questions. If you say it confidently enough, it wasn't me.
Who farted? Wasn't me.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
No more questions.
Just go on to the next person.
The thing is, like, admitting that you forgot to set an alarm is still taking the blame, and I don't want that.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That's true.
Gibby?
Yes, so many people face avoidable punishments and consequences because they're too afraid to fully commit to the it wasn't me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Unless there's physical evidence, then run with it. Wasn't me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't me. He's going to win. But Kate?
I keep talking about it, but I just watched that FIFA documentary. And basically, for like 40 years, they're just like, no, that's not us doing all this crazy shit. The guy just kept standing up there being like, no, no. Even though they put proof in front of him, they whatever. And he just kept saying no with confidence. And so he got to be president of FIFA for like 40 years.
He was caught on the counter.
Yeah, I feel like.
All these other places. He just said it wasn't me.
He just kept doing it. And he just kept getting reelected. So I'm going with that. Yeah.
It wasn't me. He's going to move on. The next matchup we have is the 3 seed versus the 14. You had mentioned this earlier, Kate. Anything involving periods.
Yeah, sorry.
No, that's fine. Anything involving periods versus number 14 seed. One I'm sure all us guys have used a lot. Do you know how crazy you sound right now?
Oh.
Motherfucker. That's a death sentence.
Not an excuse?
That's not an excuse. That's just the term gaslight.
It is the definition of gaslight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought you were about to say sperm cramps.
Sperm cramps.
Yeah.
Sperms are killing me right now. I feel like I've never really used the period excuse, but I feel like... Actually, I do. When I'm a super bitch to my baby dad, mm-hmm. I'm like, sorry, I'm in my period. Like, afterwards, it's easy to blame it on that, when really, I could just be bitch.
I think the whole thing's a lie.
Periods in
general. No, yeah. This is maybe TMI. I swear, like, a couple days before, I become another person for like about 4 days, and then I always have to apologize afterwards and be like, I swear that's what it is. I feel crazy for a few days, like, just fucking mean.
It doesn't have a lot of follow-up. And I think if you use it as an excuse for work, just like, I'm having really bad cramps and stuff like that, like, your boss isn't going
to... Nobody's going to question
you. No, you're not.
Yeah, nobody's going to question you on that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, one vote there, KB.
And what's it facing?
Do you know how crazy you sound right now?
Yeah, that's not really an excuse. So yeah. The P
Period.
Periods.
Yeah, I mean, periods get you out of. Periods can't have sex on my period.
Yeah.
Can't go out having period cramps. Oh, sorry, I was being bitchy. Period. It's good for everything.
And can't if, go especially swimming, if you use it, can't go.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. If you use it to a guy, we just don't understand it. So yeah. We're not going to ask any follow up questions
can.
At all.
Yes, you can. I still want to.
Yes.
Okay. It'll be just as good.
Fine, I guess
I'm
have blue
not
balls.
Grossed out at all.
I hate that KB so much.
And you don't have to use that voice.
It makes it way better.
It's yeah. Cool guy, Kyle.
I don't give a shit. Come on now. Promise you, I don't mind.
Actually, I love the taste of iron.
We'll lay a towel down. It's
never bothered me.
Periods for sure.
Okay.
Periods for sure.
Periods, yeah.
Periods.
Periods. I have a question for Kate.
Yeah.
Sure.
What movie is it where Seth Rogen's like, are you in your period?
Knocked up.
Oh, knocked up. Yeah.
Is that offensive to ask a girl?
No, I don't think so.
Like, if they're being a bitch.
Really?
Hey, are you?
Oh,
are
if
you
being,
are you on your period?
Yes.
Yes. All right,
yes.
Good. Yeah. Good to yep.
And mm-hmm. Even if you're right, it's probably even worse.
Yeah. Okay. You got to let us come to you and say it.
Okay.
Otherwise, yeah. Don't.
All right. That's...
Like, some days, you know.
Right. Yeah. My advice to you,
I just wanna...
you let them apologize.
Yeah, never ask.
If that's the case.
Women, am I right?
Yeah.
That's a better way. That's the thing you should say. If she's, like, acting crazy, just be like, oh, fucking women.
Yeah, that works.
Next up, we have the number 10 seed versus the 7. The number 10 seed, you included this, Tommy, and it was a really, really good one, I thought. Faking an injury if you're playing bad at a sport.
Oh,
yeah.
I've often said in life, all I want is to either succeed or have a good excuse for why I didn't, and I'll be happy. Having a good excuse for why you failed is just as good as succeeding, mm-hmm. if it's believable enough. If I was a pro athlete, I'd be going down all the time.
Oh, yeah.
All the time because...
Unless it was her period.
If I was like a basketball player, I would admit, my ankle. Like LeBron does it. And then you get back up and either you play well and you're a fucking hero. It's like this guy's playing through an injury. Or you play bad. It's like, oh, sorry, I sprained my ankle. I would massively abuse it.
Paul Pierce faked getting hurt and then went inside to take a big shit and then came back. Or was he pooped his pants? I forget.
Pooped his pants. Lamar Jackson.
Just pants.
Just poop.
Went into
Went into the tunnel to poop early. And that's going up against number 7 seed, which you added, Nick, saying, "Sounds good. I'll let you know."
Oh yeah.
That's
more no than no.
That is. So you start this time, Dana. "Sounds good. I'll let you know." Versus faking an injury.
Like that one from Nick, but. It's so good when you're watching TV, like a sport on a TV, and then someone gets burned and they just start like grabbing their hamstring. It's every time that makes me laugh. So I'll go with that.
It is good. I don't know how often we could use it.
Yeah, very rarely.
To add on to the sound good, I'll let you know, a lot of the time I'll put the ball in their court. It's like, yeah, text me later.
Mm-hmm.
Banking that they don't. Yeah. Banking that they don't. I'll go with my own selfishly.
As far as the faking injury thing goes, like we don't have an excuse to, like, not like we're playing sports actively, but like if you're at a family party or something, you throw the football and it goes nowhere near as far as you want, you just go, oh,
I grabbed my shoulder. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Beer pong. Well, these cups are narrow.
Yes.
Yeah, is there any water in that cup?
Fill those up.
Yeah. These
the
balls
lips.
Are light. These balls are lighter than usual.
Che, faking injury versus sounds good.
Sounds good. I'll let you know is like what Flip said to Dana when he was going to call the police.
Yeah.
That definitely sounds good. I'll let you know.
Tommy?
Yeah, I think I'll go against my own. I'll go with sounds good, let you know. Just because it is I don't know if it's an excuse, but it's a good way to get out of something. If an excuse by definition is a way to get out of something, then I think it's good. Oh, sounds good, I'll let you know. And I think most of the time people, unless they're really a persistent type, probably won't follow up.
KB's text history on like Friday nights is almost exclusively sounds good. I'll let you know.
Oh yeah,
we've done it to each other.
We know what it is, dude.
Can I switch mine? I do that a lot.
You're not allowed to switch.
Yeah,
you do it.
You do whatever you want, bro. It's the fucking bracket.
I want to. Yeah.
Is Flip a switch or is he like a dom sub? One of those things.
I don't know.
Flip a switch.
I'd like to change my pick.
You're switched over now. Yes. So, yeah, KB, you're going with, I assume, sounds good.
Yeah, I'll even like go harder. I'll be like, I want to do this so fucking bad. I need this tonight. Make sure I'm definitely, I need this. And then you do the excuse and then yes. They think like, oh, he must be, and be like,
must be bent out of shape.
You gotta be bummed.
Well, that's smart.
Kate.
That's smart.
It sucks because you've done that to me a lot. It sucks pretty bad being in here. Like, I think I texted you last week and I was with Maresh and I was just like, come grab a drink. You were like, boy, do I
so bad. Yeah, I want to go so bad.
Smile on my face when I saw your name pop up on my phone. I needed this.
Man, do I need this. Man, will I have needed this.
I'm looking at me and KB's text there. So that's like me and him going back for, yeah, sounds good. I'm going here maybe. And then like, let me know if you have a good spot.
Oh, that's a good one.
Really good one. That's amazing.
Oh, shit.
I'll let you know where I end up.
Yes, that one. Oh.
And then you could be like, sorry, I got drunk and I totally forgot.
Yeah, right, we hopped around.
I got too beat. Had to go home. Okay, so that's easily going to sweep its way through. Next is the number two seed saying you have a family emergency, which is another great one. Just no questions asked usually. Yep. And that's going up against the 15 seed. The only specific example I think we have here is when Andrew Cuomo was accused of sexual assault and he said, I'm not a pervert, I'm just Italian.
Yeah. Which was being Italian. So
an all-timer right there. Who did we end with last time? You ended with you. Dana, you go first.
No, we started with
Kate. Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry. So, Kate.
Wait, what is this again? Italian?
Saying I'm not a pervert, I'm just Italian versus saying you have a family emergency.
Family emergency. Yeah, that one's great because it's so vague that I feel like if you need a little more time to hash it out in your head, what your excuse is, you got it. And it's, again, looks really bad if you question someone on it.
Exactly, so, yeah.
Pretty safe.
Yeah, that one is amazing. You can't, there's no follow-up to that.
Hey, no one's looking for an obituary. No one's, it's like safer than a death.
Tell me what's wrong. Like, no one's, no boss no one is going to tell you that.
Yeah. Family emergency is great.
Yeah.
Tommy?
The sorry I'm Italian one started to be used in other situations. I was on a plane one time. We landed and it was one of those assholes who got up and crowded the aisle like before it was his turn. And people were kind of looking at him and like someone said something and he was like, sorry I'm Italian. And it was like 2 months after the Cuomo used the excuse. That doesn't have anything to do with it. But yeah, family emergency. It's pretty foolproof.
Family emergency, Che.
Yeah, family emergency is bulletproof. It could be the death of a family member and it, like that extreme, or it could be like, you know, I couldn't find my kid for 2 minutes. Like, those are all family emergencies. So, that.
Nick?
Family emergency is perfect, too, because you don't even have to be in the vicinity of family. It could be going down,
right?
You know, via text message or, you know, you're trying to get to the bottom of something. Mm-hmm. You can't, it has the same issue of, like, can you, how often can you use it? More than death, less than stomach issues.
Yes.
But I also feel like the more you start to use family emergency, the more people are like, oh man, the family's really fucked up right now.
Yeah, no, it piles up.
Yeah, you're right. It's good for once in a million times, but then if you use it a ton, it's also...
Yeah, you're right.
Impression of you, yeah.
Yeah.
Dana.
It's a worthy two seed.
I'll take family emergency. All right, before we get into the playoffs, let's hear from our last sponsor of the day. All right, let's talk about Freebird. Did you know that most bald people are shaving their head wrong? They're using the same multi-blade razor that they also use on their face. But razors were designed to shave flat surfaces, not curved domes. Avoid painful nicks, cuts, and irritation by getting a shave that's actually designed for your head. That's why bald head shavers need the Flex Series electric rotary shaver from Freebird. With 5 rotary blades that individually flex to the head's curvature, you will get the closest shave of your life in minutes. Plus, when compared to the traditional manual razors, the Flex Series shaves 50% more hair in a single stroke. For the upcoming holidays, birthdays, or just because, get yourself the best shaver of your life. Freebird, previously Freedom Grooming, gives our listeners an exclusive discount. Visit myfreebird.com/LCB for 20% off. That's myfreebird.com/LCB for 20% off today. All right, thank you. And now we have our first playoff matchup. Anything involving kids. Going up against saying you have a doctor's appointment. You know, you're first.
Kids.
Kids without a doubt.
Kids.
Nick?
Give me doctor.
Doctor's appointment. Steve?
Yeah, kids could be, I got to go pick up my kid from school or like, or they have like a recital or something like that.
No doubt.
Or it could just be like, hey, like my kids are being difficult. I'm going to stay home. So the
wide range of it. I mean, doctors are all kind of the same, unless it's like a super like top of the country like specialist, like very easy to reschedule. So
okay,
kids.
I must be at the age where you turn gay, because who the fuck is this hunk in the lobby? My God.
It's a wrestler. Yeah. Pro wrestler.
Wardlow? Wardlow?
Huh.
Something like that. Yeah.
Look at him.
Tommy, doctor's appointment versus anything kids?
Kids. I mean, I'm thinking of what would I believe more used on me, because obviously I can't use the kids excuse, but if two people said to me, one person said I have a doctor appointment, one person said a kids, I'd be more likely to believe the kids excuse.
Kids excuse. Yeah. KB?
Yeah, kids just has such a big range. You can be like, my kid has a recital. My kid's eating my windowsill and I'm out of mustard.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. Oh, Stephen Chang.
Does Dana know about this?
I think I've heard about it, yeah.
They have to stop you from eating an inedible thing with an edible food. It's
I wish
so
I could make it, but yeah. I'm out of mustard. My kid is starving. I'm running out of house.
There's such a draft in my house. He keeps eating it away. yes, Kate.
Yeah, kid, gotta go, kids.
Kids is gonna move on the other side, saying it's not up to me when it's up to you versus traffic / transit issues. Kate.
Not up to me, because I think you can always find a way to point at someone else untouchable above you. I feel like there's a lot of ways to finagle it.
Maybe.
Yeah, not up to you.
Not up to me.
Easy, not up to me.
Easy, not up to me, Jay.
I was going to pose this, but it's already 3-0. Nothing, it's not up to me.
And there's so many ways you could phrase that. Yeah. It's out of my hands.
Yeah. Also, it makes you look good to be like, I wish I could, buddy. If it was up to me.
If it was up to me, you would be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes you the good guy.
Yeah. At the basketball tournament, these guys were like, can you just bring me over to meet Dave real quick? And I knew, like, that you can't do that.
Yeah.
And I was like, buddy, if I could, I'd carry you over there myself now. I would, but I just know, like, I
take you to his house.
Yeah, I'm like, control. Yeah,
I wouldn't feel bad about that, though. Yeah. Like, I mean,
that is a wild ass.
It's just like when if people were drunk and like whatever, and you're like, buddy, I wish I could. So I made me look good and fun to be goofing about it.
You know what I used to do? Whenever I wanted a customer to stop bothering me at like when I worked at GNC or Pathmark, I would just be like, I would say something similar to, it's not up to me. But then also add on like, yeah, like if I do that, I'm going to get fired. And like then the conversation ends. Whatever they want is out the window for the most part.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is, I think, my one seed.
Isn't it a 16?
This is 16 seed, yeah.
Wow.
This is how the show works.
Cinderella.
Exactly. This is how the show works.
16 is always the strongest.
What are you going with, Dana?
Yeah, I will go with that. It's funny. Sometimes it can backfire. Like for me, when I was running the Coach Prime documentary, a lot of times I'd be like, oh, it's not really up to me. And just like, and all the time it was up to me.
100%. You just said you were running it.
they're not afraid to call me out, like Booze or Kelsey or whoever. And they'd be like, Dana, it's quite literally up to you. Yeah. But like, you know. It's nice to just be like, go away. It's not up to me.
Go ask Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
So that's going to sweep. So now it's not up to me versus anything kids. You get to go first, Dana.
This is the finals.
This is to get into the finals.
Oh, it's not up to me. This is my baby right now. This is my 16 seed. Coming from this brain of mine, I want it in the finals.
Nick?
It's not up to me.
Not up to me. Jay?
These are almost the same thing. Because if you have like kids, like, it's not up to me.
Right.
Like,
it's out of your control.
One of them is a situation, though. Like, I don't have kids.
Yeah.
Can't use it.
Right. So I'm saying that it's not up to me essentially is the same thing, and it's more wide-ranging. So I'll take it's not up to me.
Not up to me.
Yep.
Not up to me.
I can't come tonight. It's not up to me.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's gonna
that
be
implies that it's like a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. See, it's still good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought you were saying literally like ejaculate.
Oh, sorry, I can't come. It's just,
I mean, that's also
not up to me. Yeah, it's on you.
Yeah, God doesn't want me literally, to come tonight.
It kind of also goes in the same realm of like what Russell Wilson does, where it's like, it's up to God, man. It's up to me. Like, I feel like that's kind of in the same realm.
Yeah, for sure.
That would be a good one. Like, I asked God, he said no.
Yeah.
But like the one, God's hand. Like, isn't like the first thing God gave people was free will?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's in God's hands now. Is a good one though. I do like the.
Yeah, I'm going kids. I know it doesn't matter, but I feel like just no one can question you really.
On the other side of the bracket to get into the finals, we have anything involving periods versus just saying it wasn't me. Eight.
To get into the finals already?
No. This is just for start or the other side of the bracket.
I'm going with periods again because nobody's gonna be like prove it. Like,
Show me your blood.
Right.
Yeah, show me your blood then.
Like, no one is going to do that. And no one could question if you're like, yeah, no. So I'm going with
I kind of want to do that.
Immediately fired.
Yeah, yeah.
KB.
And my thing isn't the proof. It's more like, what is it actually preventing you from doing?
Well, you can like feel
hanging
so,
at, yeah.
You can feel so sick you like can't function. Yeah.
You like that, migraine,
what is
stomach
that taking
aches.
On?
That's going up against it. Yeah. Wasn't me.
Oh. Yeah, it wasn't me.
Wasn't me. Tommy?
Yeah, this is tough because periods I feel like is to get out of something, out of doing something, and it wasn't me is to, you know, excuse.
Deflect.
Right, deflect.
Yeah, very different
I didn't
excuses.
Do that.
Yeah.
Thing periods only women can use because men are too smart to get periods, I found. Yeah. And yeah. It wasn't me anybody can use. It's ungendered. So because of that, I'll go, it wasn't me.
It wasn't me, Steve?
Anyone who says it wasn't me, I feel like most of those people, it was them. Like Flip. Like
exactly. Exactly. So, like Flip.
Did you tell Flip? We all think he raped you.
Yeah, he said it was probably my other friend who I'm not going to say his
name.
Say his name. Say his name.
Being discovered.
I mean, Flip's just going to get thrown under
Flop
the bus.
My buddy Flop.
It's going to be Flop. No, that's how he got the nickname Flip. He found you laying face up in the marsh.
Lord. Poor Flip. So, Steve, you're going with it wasn't me?
He's got huge balls.
I thought you didn't remember anything from
He's
that night.
Known for having huge, huge
No, I love that because I feel like every guy friend group has the one guy with massive
he's
balls.
He's got
love showing him off.
I literally call him Fruits because he's got grapes.
I call my boy Sweet Potato Pat.
Wow. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. You did tell us about Sweet Potato
Pat. He came into the office, showed everybody his nuts.
That's right. Sorry. So
periods.
Oh, okay. So periods. Nick.
Yeah, I'm going to go periods. I think, like, it wasn't me. Like, even from the Shaggy song.
Was
he? He was caught on the counter.
Right.
And the sofa.
Got the scratches on his neck or whatever.
Yeah. In the shower, he was caught. He was caught three times.
Butt naked.
Like, who denied Jesus thrice?
Oh, Judas.
Thomas.
Oh, no, Peter. Thomas.
Outing Thomas.
Yeah.
Thomas the cock crowed 9 times.
Was it 9 times the cock crowed?
I think he doubted it 9 times.
No way he doubted 9 times. Thomas, dude.
How many times did Doubting Thomas doubt? Doubting Thomas.
I mean, to be fair, someone shows up, says, I'm the son of God. I'm probably.
No. It was more like about knowing Jesus, right? Like,
yeah.
And if you just saw your boy get dying maybe the worst way possible, yeah. I would lie too.
Yeah.
If you knew him, we're going to do that to you. Yeah, I didn't know him.
Yeah. Seems to be conflicting accounts on how many times he doubted Jesus Christ.
How many times did the cock crow? Which doesn't sound like the right verb.
No, a crow would crow.
That's what they would say. The cock crowed 9 times.
Crow. Bible. Yeah. How many times did the rooster crow?
No.
I think that's the same thing.
He said, the rooster shall not crow till you have denied me 3 times.
Okay.
Then how many times? And it just crowed once? Where are you getting 9 from?
I think I cubed the fact.
He crowed 9 times, then he denied him 27
Dude, you should release Bible
times.
Cubed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Immediately.
I don't know what 40 cubed is.
There's a lot of rooster crowing in this. Yep. How often? Sorry, so Nick, right?
Yeah, but Shaggy is the Thomas of reggae. Yeah, I'm going to go with periods.
Periods.
Yeah. They're just so beyond me. It's like trying to think of space.
Right.
So periods, going to move in. And then next we have the family emergency excuse versus saying, sounds good, I'll let you know, or something like that around those.
Sounds good, I'll let you know. I'm an oft user of that phrase. So definitely that.
It is so good because you're agreeing.
Yeah.
And they're happy.
Yeah.
And then you just, it's done.
It's almost like a pre-excuse. Like it's almost like a, you don't even have to use an excuse because you used that.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what
I mean? It's preventative medicine.
It's like basically preventative excuse.
Yeah,
that's what I would call it.
Che?
Yeah.
I think family emergency is probably the better excuse, but as far as like volume, you can't use that a lot.
It's true.
So I would say sounds good, let you know, is maybe the most common and also the best because, it puts it to bed for the moment.
Mm-hmm. Tommy?
I think I'm going to go family emergency. Just because, like we're saying, sounds good to let you know you could only use before the fact. You can't afterwards be like, sounds good, I'll let you know. Like, if someone's like, why did you do this? And somebody could call you on sounds good to let you know. They could say, all right, it's now 9 o'clock. Where are you? Nobody's calling you on family emergency.
I don't want people to think I have a dysfunctional family, though.
Mm. They might think of us. I would think more sick than like, oh, his parents are fighting.
He's sick an emergency?
Considered, yeah.
Like, it would give me empathy for you. Oh,
would
man.
You, if your kid was puking, would you be like, oh, I have a family emergency?
If I had to take him to the hospital, I would say
sure.
That.
So,
but,
I think more family emergency is like, you know, parents forgot to pay the electric bill and or like.
Oh, I was not.
I was not thinking that at all.
I was thinking like your grandma's in the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm going family emergency.
Maybe.
I just used family emergency just now. So.
Wait, just now?
Really?
Yeah.
To who?
Rudy. and I'm going to see how it performs.
Okay.
For crosswords?
Wait, is this for the crossword stream?
He already put you on the graphic. What? Are you doing that with us?
I'm doing it. I'm going to see how
it reacts.
Oh,
I would never get out of a crossword.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Kate.
Family emergency.
You respond?
Family emergency.
See, you guys are in the group.
He's going to ask if everything's okay.
Oh, it was in this group chat?
I'm out for tonight. Family emergency.
All right. Should me and Nick now use different excuses?
Yes, absolutely.
What's in the fight?
What else do we have? Yeah, use the right. Use the one that's playing.
If sounds good, I'll let you know. Can't use.
Yeah, no, but I've already said I'm in.
Period problems. Can't use. It's not up to me. I don't know how you could use it. Yeah, just be like, Rudy, I can't make it. It's not up to me.
Yeah, try
he didn't just ask, though.
Use a kids one. Yeah, just use a kids one. I gotta watch.
So
yeah,
gotta true.
Gotta
watch
my brother's
or
kids
something. Or something. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then who's the Nick? You gotta use one too.
Yeah, right? I got it.
I'd love to know what is it. Which one are you using?
Told him I'm on my period.
Okay. So anyway, we're tied up right now. Family emergency versus sounds good to let you know. Goochman, you get to break it.
Austin said, "I just don't want to do it." We didn't even consider that.
That's a good one.
That's not an excuse.
Yeah. That's just
a reason. Yeah. Fuck.
So Gooch.
Sounds good. I'll let you know. That one's just timeless.
Yep. Sounds so good. Let you know. Going up against period problems. You get to go first, Dana.
Period. I think period's one of the strongest competitors in this bracket, and I will never question a woman when she says that. So It's if they're lying to me, cool. But I you cannot come back and say you're lying to me.
What is it up against?
It's periods versus sounds good. I'll let you know. Nick.
I mean, the period's the great unknown.
These fellas.
It's Nickelback. Oh my god! Everybody, be fucking cool.
Oh, is it really?
Nickelback in its entirety.
There's like 10 of them.
Hi.
Hey, hello.
My face is so red right
now. Nickelback.
Who's interviewing?
Do I look cool and calm?
Don
Chad. Where's Chad?
Yeah. He's right there. He's so handsome. He got a haircut. What?
Oh my god.
He's a beautiful beard. Yeah, I can't look at
that. So I just don't want to be.
Don't embarrass us.
Big rock.
Wow.
Sorry, I can't hang out. Nickelback just walked into the office.
Yeah.
That'd be good. That'd be an easy excuse.
Like I should have.
So, Nick,
you want to get a picture?
No, I wanted to just have the picture from here.
From here.
To use as an excuse later.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nickelback just walked
in. No, I'm going to have to get a picture. And like the next time I don't want to do something, like I'm with Nickelback. Dude, I really wish I could.
I'm with the entirety of Nickelback.
Oh, fuck. I wish you asked me earlier, but I'm with Nickelback.
Fuck. That's the best one ever. So and you have picture proof.
Literally. Nick, sounds good to let you know versus periods problems.
Period.
Sounds good. I'll let you know.
Sounds good to let you know.
I'm going to go sounds good to let you know just because selfishly I can't use period problems. So also, you know, a woman can't use it like 3 times in a month. After a while, it's like, well, wait a minute, how often do you fucking get these
sometimes
things?
Tommy, things get askew.
I don't know if that's true. I thought that's a myth you're trying to put out
there.
You lose
track of it.
If you lose track.
Yeah, if the guy loses track.
Isn't there something you can take to eliminate periods?
Like a hysterectomy?
Yeah, you get your
certain IUDs.
Certain IUDs and stuff like that.
I've heard of that.
But doesn't that like cause like a lot of other issues?
Yeah, and they like straight up pinch your...
Yep. I heard it hurts very bad.
Better you than me.
Titties fluctuate in size.
Yeah. I'm an IUD?
Just good and bad.
Oh. All of it's good.
It's bad.
What?
What's bad?
Good when they get the bigger, bad when they get smaller.
KB.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'll let you know.
Sounds good to let you know. Kate?
I'm going with periods still. Just even hearing your guys' answer is empowering me more to be like, they really have no idea.
Yeah.
We don't.
No idea.
Pat is so fucked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I just used that excuse on him like yesterday in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Wait, what?
I was like kind of grumpy. I was kind of being a bitch a little bit. And I was like, sorry, my period. And he was just totally, he was like, oh, no worries. It's okay. He was just like totally excited.
No, I'm sorry.
Right? Yeah. He was like, oh, yeah. He went out and got me ice cream. I mean, ladies. It's
so, Gooch, you're tie breaking again. Sounds good. Let you know versus periods.
Sorry, women. I don't care.
Sounds good. I'll let you Gooch know. Ran the Meninist account on Twitter.
Yeah, he did. He was the Meninist. Yeah. That's how he got hired.
Think pregnancies are? Try getting kicked in the nuts.
Is Gooch special?
Never heard of sports.
That was Gooch's work.
Oh, my God.
Kick the nuts anytime. You only get it once a month. Okay, so sounds good. Let you know is going up against. It's not up to me. This is a.
These are extremely similar, I feel
yes,
like.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
You could hit him with both. You could hit him with sounds good, I'll let you know, and then he could be later, oh, sorry, it wasn't up to me.
My bad. So Kate, you start in our finals matchup.
Fuck. Say these both out loud again.
Sounds good, I'll let you know versus sorry, it's not up to me.
Almost as bad as Liz got hit by that.
Oh my,
God.
Yeah, good excuse. Good excuse. Yeah. Jury duty, remember?
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, which bracket was that for that you said that? I forget.
Did we do excuses?
We've
done this episode.
No, because that was a chain for something else. Or no, because it wasn't involving excuses. You just told the story about how you used it.
What was that?
No, wait. I think we've done best excuses.
Or no, it was something about jury duty.
Yeah.
What was it, though? What was the bracket?
Yeah, excuses to get out of jury duty?
No, it definitely was not. It was nothing to do with excuses. I think you told the story as like it was like a non sequitur digression.
No, but the submission was jury duty.
Right.
Getting out of jury. Best
relief.
Relief.
Might have been.
Simple. A lot of these have been very similar.
I do like that excuse a lot, though, now I'm thinking about it. I almost want to add it straight into the final. Sorry,
Liz got hit by a car.
Liz got hit by a car.
Who?
Jury duty.
We've had a lot of people just come to get hit by cars.
Who else besides Liz?
Liam.
Bubba, yeah.
Carl got hit by a car.
That makes sense.
Really?
I feel like it's his fault.
Yeah.
Somehow it was the worst state.
I think that's why he used to wear the helmet.
It was the worst state?
Wait, Carl had to wear a... I know he has a helmet,
but I think that was his joke. He was like, that's why he was wearing a helmet. I could be wrong, but... Bubba got hit by a car pretty bad.
Yeah. Huh. And Bubba didn't go flying like Liz.
Somebody got hit by a car in front of the office today. I was walking with my ham and croissant sandwich. And
Liz coming back to work?
Yeah.
Coming to get her things.
Yeah. I need to find like a really good...
Zal like that. I didn't even know Zal was in there.
We really need to add find the perfect cartoonish sound effect for her getting hit by the car where it's just like...
I like to think that she did like a lot of flips.
Yes.
It was like Meet Joe Black.
Yes, exactly.
Oh my God.
Great reference that. Like,
long movie.
I saw a guy get hit outside the old office. I was walking out of that Chipotle on the corner of the old office and he flew. Rolled in the middle of the street and then he popped up and just started running. And I was like, okay. And so I just went back to the office and ate my tacos.
That's not how a hit and run works.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to go with. I feel like sounds good. Let you know people do follow up, and then you eventually do kind of have to answer sometimes. So I'm going to go with the other one.
It's not up to me.
It's not up to me.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, I mean, sounds good. I'll let you know is actually a really bad excuse.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not up to me, which is also bad, but that
less bad. Tommy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going, it's not up to me because it's a pre and post. It's, you know, maybe we can do this tonight, but it's not up to me. Then, you know, next day, it wasn't up to me. We didn't end up doing that. Just life is all about shifting blame to other people. And it's not up to me is maybe the quintessential way to do that.
Beautiful. Jay.
Sounds good. I'll let you know. Just keep throwing it over the fence.
Yeah. Sounds good. Let you know is like you're prolonging the inevitable.
Yeah.
So it.
How did it make
that make it worse?
PSA: if someone hits you with that, don't follow up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what almost makes it a good excuse is because there's no pain to it.
It's like, not up to me. Is pretty good because that also works. Like, you made previous plans. Like, I'm sorry, like, I already had something. It's not up to me. I can't get out of it.
I also feel like if someone said that to me, it's not up to me, I would feel annoying being like, well, who is it up to now? Who, like, to bother them further to go up the chain or whatever? I would feel like a douchebag. Oh, yeah. So it immediately squashes it.
I've blamed my girlfriend for a lot of things like that. I'd be like, oh, sorry, she already made reservations for something. It's not up to me. Like, something like that. And it's usually, like, no more questions asked.
I'm thinking of it, like, in high school, like, maybe friend group, maybe someone wasn't invited to something. It's like, oh, sorry, James didn't want you there. Yeah, I would have loved if you were there. James didn't want you there.
I love knowing that somebody, like, you didn't invite somebody, and then you text them the next day, just like, where the fuck were you, dude?
Yeah.
You were missed.
Oh, I've gotten a few of those in my day.
Yeah. Dana, we're not the same without you there, but I'm going with it's not up to me.
Yeah. No, well, it's going to be the winner, but Dana.
Yeah, me as well. I'm proud of myself for putting that one in.
You got the winner in. The winner of episode 55, Best Excuses, is saying it's not up to me. I really don't want to end this episode, but it's not up to me. So we'll see you guys next time.
I don't think that was Nickelback.
Yes, it absolutely was. I swear to God, I know the lead singer.
Saw Chad Kroeger?
I didn't recognize Chad.
He has a haircut. He's got a tight, high and tight, like KFC haircut, kind of. But
they all walked by me on the street.
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into five, but trust, I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pant at work and then the happy hour right after, the Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together, and of course, their denim, because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
Dedication isn't born in the light of day. It's carved in the quiet hours before the world blinks awake. At Boar's Head, we rise with a mission to deliver craftsmanship worthy of your table. A slice of something special folded into every moment worth savoring. Because dedication means delivering only the very best. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
We had help.
On August 21st...
We have a stowaway.
Mutiny arrives on the big screen.
Who are you?
It is, trust me.
Jason Statham stars in the action movie to end your summer.
What do you want?
Vengeance. Mutiny. Rated R.